Passage 1. The floor of the ocean contains many riches that can be used by human beings. Oil and some chemicals and minerals are already taken from the sea. By using nuclear energy, ocean water can be turned into fresh water by removing the salt. Producing food from farms under the sea is a possibility in the future. Food grown in the sea could help solve the problem of many of the world's people who go hungry every day. About 10 to 15% of the world's people do not have enough food. Some scientists believe that someday the sea will be used to make electric power. This would help meet the need for more power for world's industries. The decreasing supply of coal, oil, and gasoline shows that the need to find new kinds of power is urgent. Questions 1 to 3 are based on the passage you have just heard. Question 1. According to the talk, what does the sea contain? Question 2. What can be used to remove salt from ocean water to get fresh water? Question 3. Why is the need to find new kind of power urgent?
Passage 2. I persuaded my uncle to let me have a bicycle at the beginning of the summer holidays. My aunt was against it, saying I would only break my neck. But she at last gave in. I ordered it before school ended, and a few days later I was the owner of a beautiful new bicycle. I decided to learn to ride it by myself, and my classmates had told me that they had learned in about half an hour. I tried and tried, and at last came to the conclusion that I was unusually stupid. But even after my pride was hurt enough for me to allow the gardener to hold me up, I seemed at the end of the first morning no nearer to being able to get on by myself than at the beginning. Questions 4 to 6 are based on the passage you have just heard. Question 4. What is the story mainly about? Question 5. Why wouldn't the boy's aunt have him riding a bicycle? Question 6. Which of the following statements is true?
Passage 3. Memory, they say, is a matter of practice and exercise. If you have the wish and really make a conscious effort, then you can quite easily improve your ability to remember things. But even if you are successful, There are times when your memory seems to play tricks on you. Sometimes you remember things that really did not happen. One morning last week, for example, I got up and found that I'd left the front door unlocked all night, yet I clearly remember locking it carefully the night before. Memory tricks work the other way as well. Once in a while, you remember not doing something and then find out that you did. One day last month, for example, I was sitting in a barber shop waiting for my turn to get a haircut. And suddenly, I realised that I'd got a haircut 2 days before at the barber shop across the street from my office. We always seem to find something funny and amusing in incidents caused by people's forgetfulness or absent-mindedness. Stories about absent-minded professors have been told for years, and we never get tired of hearing new ones. Unfortunately, however, absent-mindedness is not always funny. There are times when tricks of our memory can cause us great trouble. Questions 7 to 10 are based on the passage you have just heard. Question 7. What should we do if we want to have a good memory, according to the passage? Question 8. Which of the following statements is true according to the passage? Question 9. What can we infer from the passage? Question 10. What can be learned from the passage?